Hey man, what's up?
What up, buddy?
I am going across the gym as I do, and I
Ooh, what's
have
CrossFit?
what's that?
Sorry, what's CrossFit? Just kidding. Yeah,
Is the
I
bane of
don't
my
even know how to
existence
explain it.
currently. And I have a workout that I wanted to run by you. It's actually a partner workout, and I've never really done a partner workout before.
Best thing about a partner workout, or the most important thing, is to not be the one who's slowing the other person down.
So here's the problem. There's only two people signed up for class right now. It's me and like the gym beast.
Ready. All right, tell me the workout.
All right, so it's after establishing a six rep max shoulder press for the day, and then doing drop sets at 90% and
Which you will
85%.
own him, correct?
Dude, he's a freak. So we'll see. I don't know. He's a beefcake. But the workout is a team of two, 4 rounds each, 1-to-1, which I assume is while he's working, I'm resting, and while I'm working, he's resting.
Maybe keep reading the workout.
So it's 9-calorie bike, 10 handstand push-ups, 150-foot sled push with 25 pounds, and that's it.
Yeah, it's probably you go, I go. Is it say, yeah, I would assume. And you each do 4 rounds, so 8 total rounds.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, when I look at this, I feel like the big limiter is going to be the handstand push-ups. Is that a good way to?
Yeah, for it's going to be for you, yes, like because you that's a new movement to you, it's kind of novel. But for most, like for him, it's going to be like keeping intensity on the sled push and the bike, right? Like that's like where it is. So this is supposed to be a sprint style workout. Like that work is pretty much designed to be done in like a minute, or like a minute 15 or something like that, depending on how heavy the sled is. It's supposed to be a sprint work rest, so it's like aerobic power stuff, one-on, one-off kind of design. But yes, for you it's going to be handstand push-ups, because you know how many handstand push-ups have you done ever?
I mean, I can't count them all on one hand, but it's definitely that when I see this workout, I'm like, all right, that's going to be the thing that gives me the most trouble, because the 9-calorie bike, that doesn't scare me.
Yeah.
And the same with the sled push. I mean, when I look at the workout itself, I think of that as like almost lower body, upper body, lower body. Kind of.
Right. Correct. That's right.
Yeah.
Trying to process that for a second. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it's going to. So, how many handstand push-ups can you do unbroken?
Kipping handstand push-ups?
It's kipping. It's
I
not
know.
strict. Okay.
I think I could probably do like 8.
Okay. So, you won't do 8. I would say pick a number you can do unbroken for all
Yeah.
sets, like 4 to 6, probably.
Okay.
Somewhere like that, and keep the intensity up. And then I wouldn't try and do 10. We kind of just kill the flow of the workout.
I when I saw it was me and him, I was like, maybe I should just not go today.
Don't do that. Oh, I still can make a good workout. He'll push you.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I mean, as far as it does say a target time for each set is 1:30 to 1:50.
Yeah.
But I recognize that these targets are usually not for people like me. Like I don't know. Because the targets
Well,
have been way off in the past.
yeah, so this is the normal class program, right?
Yeah.
So their target times of this program that they put out, some of them are outlandish. Like they're way out there. And so you need to, this is an unbroken workout. Your bike needs to be done in like 28, 25 to 30 seconds each time. Okay, because you could easily do like 11 seconds round one, and that would be a real bad idea
Okay.
because you're gonna throw up. But I would say keep the bike under 30 seconds. How much is it? Say this. How much is this weight on the sled?
25 pounds, I think.
Is it? Do you guys have a push sled at the gym, like a dog sled?
I think I've seen like the three prong. Was it like a predator or something like that? Maybe.
Yeah, prowler.
Prowler, that's it. That
Okay,
sounds
and then
light.
do you guys have turf?
No, it's all horse stall mats.
Do you have an outside? Do you guys push it on the stall mat?
I've never pushed it in this gym before.
Have you seen anyone push it at the gym?
Nope.
Usually you don't push it on the stall mats because they don't move very well. Is there like a flat concrete area outside?
Yes. So maybe we'll do it in the parking lot.
Probably in the parking lot would be my guess. It's really tough to do it on stall mats. Especially the flat ones. Now, like the ridged one, those diamond cut ones, you can do it on those because they're a little slicker. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, so that would be my guess. It's going to be outside and 25 pounds. So even more so, it's designed to be a full sprint, right? Like you're sprinting with it behind. So 150 is kind of long. Jesus Christ, it's bugs for me. So for that, 150 is kind of long, to be honest. Working for a whole 150 on that would be.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I mean, the gym isn't even that long.
So there's turnarounds. Yeah, I mean, it's a sprint. So I think you're going to be in the 115 to 130 range for the whole thing, for sure.
I mean, the time cap for each set says 2 minutes, and that makes me nervous. Just, again, yeah. The handstand pushups.
Well, they put a time cap there so you keep the intensity up.
Right. Because the overall workout time cap is 25 minutes, which.
What?
Because it's eight rounds, right? Because we're
each
flip flopping.
You're doing. Wait, so it's eight each?
Or no, it's four each.
Yeah. Okay. So that's only 16 minutes. So each round, wait, that doesn't, the math, there's math. There's four math somewhere.
No, yeah, I mean that's all. I mean, when it says 1-to-1, my assumption is that I'm going to be breaking while he's working.
Yeah. Interesting. Or maybe it's like you do a whole thing, he does a whole thing, then you both rest. How long that took? So you can really keep the intensity up.
Okay.
Because that would make sense, right? So then that would give you, like, still it would still be at the. Yeah, that would make more sense because if you took 2 minutes, 2 minutes, you went all the way to eight, right? So 2 minutes, 2 minutes, four, right. eight would be each round. So that would be way over. So that would make more sense. Either way, it's high intensity. You have to sprint the whole thing and it should be unbroken.
And the directions say leave it on the table, workout with an all out sprint in the last round, which I don't like that either.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to suck.
Normally, yeah. I'm like, slowly meandering between movements. My transitions are slow. So I'm just
don't do that.
Don't you do that here.
Okay. No, yeah.
It's either it's a 150 foot sled push or 75 foot body weight lunge, which doesn't sound any faster.
That's substantially slower.
Yeah.
Unless the sled is just like in mud, but it's hard to tell.
Now, my knee-jerk reaction here is to sandbag the shoulder press at the beginning.
For?
To save it for the workout.
I think you'll be fine. You're not going to be that fatigued. You're going to do 20 handstand push-ups with a lot of rest.
40 handstand push-ups.
No, you're not doing 10. If you do 10, that's a dumb idea.
Oh, I understand.
You should do an unbroken set each time, somewhere between 5 to 6 would be my guess.
I gotcha. I thought you meant like do 4, take a little breather.
No, you need to do one unbroken set. That's dumb. No, one unbroken set. The whole point of the workout is to sprint it. So if you take a 45 seconds to do 10 handstand pushups because you were 2.5 minutes, and this isn't to use to anyone listening, all million of our listeners.
Yeah.
When a workout is designed to be power and intense, adjust the rep range so you can stay unbroken. It's weird. Handstand pushups are kind of weird in this design, but no, it's designed to be unbroken and fast. Like your fastest people are going to do this like well under a minute across the board.
The gym beast, telling you.
That's only bad for you, buddy.
I know. Right? The thing that trips me up with handstand pushups, especially with something like this, where I feel like I'm going to need to go quickly, is or just handstand pushups in general, is that banging my head into the ground is not enjoyable, and so I like very slowly lower myself down, which is fatiguing.
Yeah, it's tiring. Right? It's just a technique. I mean,
you look at some folks, and they just
Yeah, so
like they hit terminal velocity on the way down.
Yeah, so the goal should be to basically start to lower yourself, and right before your head hits the ground is when you unlock the knees and bring them down to like absorb it, right? Just like you would unlock your knees to like land in a squat or like land, right? You don't land with your knees straight, right?
Right.
But if you get all the way to the ground, your legs are locked, you're gonna kind of nail the ground. You start bringing your legs down too early, you're still gonna free fall into the ground too, right? So it's like slow, and then when you're about right here, you hip, bam, right? So you'll be fine. Five to six. I'm broken. Fast. Do-do-do.
Got it. All right. Well, I'll report back. At some point, I feel like I should start videotaping these just for the folks at home. So and for me, honestly.
That'd probably be a solid idea.
Yeah.
Better. Yeah, we can review it a little bit better.
We can watch the gym beast and take notes.
You should do video tonight. Let's see how fit he is. I'll be the judge of that.
All right. We'll see. Well, cool. Thank you very much. I'll let you know how it goes.
Bye.
Bye.